Hello and welcome to Condensed History Gems. It's a Fast Five time, and therefore you've got gem this time. And what I wanted to talk to you guys about this time round is a rebuttal, if you like, to my wonderful colleague Greg Chapman and his Fast Five from last week. You see, in that Fast Five, he said, we haven't really talked about this. We've talked about rain and storm and snow. We've never talked about heat. And that's not actually true. It turns out, if you go back enough, we actually did a whole podcast on heat. That was the first one we did about weather. And it was an impromptu one. We were meant to be talking about something else, but he was talking so much about the heat that he had experienced at a particular show, and he was going to pass out because he was wearing armor, that it led to a spontaneous conversation about, do you know what, something like the Crusades and the European knights dripping in mail armor and later plate armor, it could be a real problem. And they weren't the only ones. So, yeah, we had a whole conversation about that. But I'm not saying this to mock my wonderful co-host, but instead it raises an interesting conundrum, and one that I've been facing recently, and that is new stuff. You see, I don't want people to get bored with this podcast. Oh, here they go again on the Tudors. Oh, there they bang on about the Ottomans again, or whatever. I like to mix it up. And I do the same thing on my Facebook page, which is called History Gems. I've managed to get the name changed, so it's just History Gems with a G. And I've been doing that for 6 years. And it's the same thing on Twitter. And it's a similar thing on my other podcast as well. If you are loyal enough to go and experience all of Gems stuff, if you like, on the internet, and then, of course, there's the books too. So if it's online, you get sort of real-time feedback almost from Gem, but then you might be encouraged to pick up a book and read Forgotten History or The American Presidents and 100 Facts or whatever it might be. I do not want people sitting there going, Gem is just regurgitating the same old thing over and over again. But as Greg has shown, there's a difference between being fresh and people's memories. I struggle to come up with new stuff. And so what I've started to do is recycle some of the really old stuff on my Facebook page. Not every day, for the record. There's still new stuff going up. But if I'm a bit rushed or whatever, I take from my old library of stuff, if you like, and throw it up. And of course, if it's from, let's say, 3 or 4 years ago, either people won't remember it or people new to the page won't have even seen it before. And so I'm still getting thousands of hits. And there's a little part of me thinking, oh, I cheated on that one. But does it matter? If the whole point of this podcast and of my Facebook stuff and et cetera is about keeping you excited and engaged with history and making you enjoy history, then does it matter if I'm repeating something from previously? And I might have edited it or found some new information to add to it. If you're sitting there going, I'm bored, that's the problem, and not so much coming up with new stuff. The other thing I've also noticed about this podcast is you can't go back and listen to episode number one. So therefore, there's no reason why we can't perhaps go back to a topic we did 2.5 years ago, because you can't listen to that, and maybe our views have changed subtly. It certainly wouldn't be a carbon copy, and is there any harm in us talking about that particular topic again? You've probably forgotten of what we said. Certainly we have. So, if my esteemed co-podcasting host forgets about what we have and haven't done, can we be surprised that the actual listeners have done the same thing? And what I would encourage you to do, if you like, this is where books win. They beat everything else, because you can go back and read that stuff anytime you want to. It doesn't expire. There's no sell-by date or, I don't know, battery issues, or you have reached your gigabyte over size capacity on this website or anything like that. If you've bought the book, the information will always be there and you can always go back and revisit it. So I guess this has ended up becoming a plug to, hey, I've written a total of 8 history books and 1 historical novel, so you might want to try those. Thanks very much, and a longer podcast, as always, on Tuesdays.